Steve Jaco pre-game interview.
Tonight, we get one of the great names of Australian rules football making his debut. Pick number 38 in the 2018 National Draft, of course. Dan Richardson touched on. He's from the remote community of Halls Creek that recently has given us Sam Petrevsky's seat, and among others. But he made his way down into the Gippsland region to further his footy several years back. And he did that, Irving Mosquito, under our good mate Lee Brown, who's good enough to join us thanks to Prestige. Jaco, hello, Brownie, Benny Cass and Domsey Lonigan with you on a Saturday night. How proud of you to have another product playing AFL footy?
Yeah, g'day guys, thanks for having me. Got the A team in place again, which is fantastic. Excited, yeah. Mozzie's fantastic little character, and yeah, we're all very, very proud of what he's been able to achieve up until this point, and yeah, hopefully this is the first one of many.
Give us an insight into his journey. How did it come to be that Irving Mosquito from Halls Creek in the far northeast of WA finds himself playing with the Gippsland Power?
Yeah, it's a good journey. It's a good story. And, you know, hopefully, you know, Irving can tell this one himself one day and go into greater detail. But there was a couple, Mick and Sean, who are from Bryagong, which is a real little town out the back of Sale, Maffra, that area. I don't reckon it'd have more than 200 people in it, or 300 people. And they were across in Halls Creek teaching, and they were across there for a couple of years. And I think Sian had Irving in her first year over there, and then Mick taught him in the second year, and they fell in love with him, and he's a little ripper of a kid. And yeah, from there, Irving's family and Irving decided that he wanted to come back across with them to Victoria and further his education. And yeah, that's where it really started. You know, he went to school over here. You know, the local community was fantastic for him, and you know, really took him under their wing. And Mick and Sean had done an outstanding job. And you know, fortunately for us at Gippsland Power, we saw him a couple of years later at 15 trying out for our schoolboys. And from there, he's been one of our favourites.
Do you remember the first time you met him, and I suppose first time saw him with a footy in hand, and what your memories are?
Yeah, I do. He's got the biggest smile you've ever seen, and I'm sure you guys have seen it in maybe some of the pictures throughout the week, or you know, around draft time as well. But I know Brad Johnson's one of K-Rock's own, and you know, he's in there all the time, and we call him the smiling assassin. If this kid can play you know, a few years of footy, he will take over from Jono as the smiling assassin. His smile lights up a room like nothing else, and it's just an infectious personality, and he's a great character. You know, even me as a coach, I had a handshake with him, which I felt awkward at times and a little bit embarrassed, but he loved it. And that's just part of him, you know, creating those relationships and you know, having some fun. But yeah, in terms of his footy, he's got a really quick turn of foot, good sidestep. He's got nice hands when he's touches up, and yeah, nice left foot. So pretty cheeky around goal. He can kick a snap, you know, get those front and centre balls, and you know, he really uses his pace to tackle down as well. So if he can piece all that together, we think he might have a decent AFL career ahead of him.
Lee, it's Benny Cass. Thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. How are you? What are you doing other than watching the footy tonight? How have you amused yourself today? Have you done anything that's been overly productive?
Ben, you're going to laugh. I've just had a couple of steamed dim sums with tomato sauce for dinner. And I've just kicked back. I'm ready to listen to you guys. I'll put the TV on mute, listen to you guys, and watch Irving run around and strutty stuff. And apart from that, it's bloody cold and wet and windy down here in Gippsland. So, yeah, not the ideal day to get out and do too much, Ben.
No, it's trifecta. You've got the trifecta down there. It's cold, wet and windy here as well. How did the handshake, how did it come about? Did it go for sort of 5 minutes? Did you have to do a course to work out how to do it, or how did it work out?
Yeah, I needed some sort of PhD to get it all done and remember it each time. But he had all these little handshakes, and I was watching him go around, and you know, he had a different one for every person, and I was just sort of quizzed him on it, and you know, it was just his way of bonding. And I go, how do you come up with these? And he just came up with this random one for me, and yeah, it was awkward, and I don't have the too many smooth skills in the closet there, Ben. I'm pretty rigid, and yeah, the handshake certainly got me out of my comfort zone. But it was just him getting around the players and everyone and forming those bonds, and it was a real energy in the room for us when he spent his time with Gippsland Power.
Yeah, you might have burst out of the closet every now and then in those times you played for the Pies. But
I'm not being Andrew Will sort of style like you in the free medal.
Do you think you might be able to sort of foster a handshake with some of the K-Rock crew? We could make come up with one.
At the moment, it's probably just a foot tap and an elbow tap and a fist pump. But I'm sure when things open up, Ben, we can have our own little secret handshake and you can come up. You'd have some weird and wonderful expressions that you could share with one another. And I'm happy to jump on board, Ben.
I could imagine. Do you reckon Irving will be? Is he sort of kid who will be nervous tonight, or will he just have that beaming smile and sort of take it all in his stride? Or will there be some nerves there?
Nah, he'll be nervous. He's quite a shy kid. Even without, sort of hiding behind that big smile. So he'd be nervous to start with, but if he can get his hands on the footy early, as we all like to do when we play, it certainly will settle the nerves. But, I'd imagine, it might come in the form of a defensive tackle or some pressure that might get him in the game early and really get him going. But he'll certainly be nervous. But you watch tonight, boys, that smile will beam through the TV set.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to that. We've just seen a little bit of vision of him doing some stuff during the week, and he looks to be like having a really good time. Will it be added pressure for him, do you think, playing up in Darwin for his first game in front of, a predominantly Indigenous crowd, or will that be sort of create an atmosphere that will make him feel more comfortable?
Yeah, I think he'll enjoy it. I think he'll enjoy being in that sort of environment and that sort of culture. And, I spoke to Mick during the week, and he mentioned how much Irving's really enjoying the hub life. So I think just being able to be around the players all the time, prepare, see what some of those other guys are doing. Dyson Heppel's really taking him under the wing in this last little period of time, and I think that's sort of helped Irving's professionalism, and hopefully that makes him feel more comfortable when he's out there and being around the boys 24/7, so to speak, in that hub environment will be really good for him. And hopefully that translates tonight onto the field.
Brownie, Domsey, how are you, mate? It's good to hear your
voice. Well, Domsey.
What's quarantine or lockdown? I know Benny just asked you briefly about it, but what's it been looking like for the last four or five months? I know you're the Vic Country coach, no footy on at the moment. What do? Just watch a bit of vision, or do you talk to the recruiters still? Or are you trying to push some players from country? What's your role, mate?
Yeah, it's been pretty different, Domsey, as you know, but homeschooling's been number one, so we've been chipping through that and getting through that each day, which has been a nice little distraction. And around that, I guess, checking in on the boys and making sure their welfare and their well-being is first and foremost in the front of our minds, and they're going okay. The kids have had so many ups and downs with school and footy and, families and all those sorts of things throughout the last 5 months, as we all have, but making sure they're going okay. And the chats with recruiters are probably coming a little bit more thicker and faster now at this point of the year, with no under 18 footy going on in Victoria. They're probably trying to find out as much as they can about some of these boys, and in terms of my role is really just checking in with those Vic Country boys and talking about them to the recruiters and making sure that they've got as much information as they can.
Tracking any vision on your phone, Brownie, sort of helping you through quarantine?
Well, Ben, you've been fantastic in providing a few entertaining topics about ball handling and all those sorts of things to do with footy. And there's a lot of one touch there, so some of those things are really good to pass on and nice to share with other coaches and other people of professional standards. So, keep them coming through. I know you get them through from some of your friends up in high places. So, it's good to learn and find out other information from other sources.
Yeah, Ben is one of the better talent scouts that actually sneaks under the radar that people don't know about. Brownie, he's been fantastic with that. Brownie, good to catch up with you. Hopefully we're seeing you soon when things hopefully ease off a little bit and we can get you back in the K-Rock Hub and listen to your dulcet tones, talk to us about footy. We really look forward to that. And enjoy the homeschooling or the remote learning as it is, and hopefully Irving Mosquito can put a smile on your face tonight.
Yeah, he's already put a smile on the face, boys, and hopefully he can kick a couple of goals or lay a couple of big tackles, and that'll excite us all. But keep up the good work, boys. I know you're doing it nearly by yourselves at the moment, but you're doing a fantastic job. So have a good call, and look forward to getting back in the hub with you guys.
Thanks, Brownie. Appreciate it, mate. Good to talk. Lee Brown joining us there, of course,
work,
part
Brownie.
Of the Parrock team, Big Country Academy coach, and, of course, former Gippsland Power coach, where he was, of course,
down there in Haywood.
Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.